toss its way in me. A brash collision with a sympathy.
This is Amelia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Maggie Rogers, The Knife. Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday. So as I just said, that was Maggie Rogers, The Knife, and welcome back to Passenger Seat. Super exciting to be back in the air. Wasn't able to do my show my previous time slot, which is a week and I guess 2 weeks ago now, which is crazy. Time is really flying by this semester. So yeah, you just heard Maggie Rogers. She's one of my favorites. She actually just played a show at TD Garden, which a lot of people I know went to, and I heard really great things about it. So for the show today, we are kind of going to go start off with a bunch of newer pop songs, you know, as I usually do, and then get into some more, you know, 60s, 70s hits and some many familiar artists that I feel like a lot of you will probably know. And if not, we'll listen to some fun new stuff for y'all. So let's get into some Finneas. So we're going to listen to For Crying Out Loud.
Maybe it's me,
The title track off of Phineas's new album For Crying Out Loud. So Phineas, for those of you who are familiar, he is in fact Billie Eilish's brother, and he did just release his new album For Crying Out Loud earlier this month, October 4th. I actually have yet to listen through the whole thing. However, some of the singles off of the album have been on repeat, and I just think his voice is so angelic. Like, there's something in that family, those genes. They are all very, very talented. And I just love that song. The music video is actually really cool for it as well. And I'm not one to usually watch a music video. However, my friend recommended it to me, so I watched it, and it was really cool. So I always forget artists put a lot of thought and time into, like, the visual aspects of their work as well, and I think that's super amazing because you kind of get to see another glimpse into the storytelling that they're trying to get across outside of their lyricism and their production, and sort of get to see a little glimpse into, like, their brain, I guess, when they're writing the song and what they envision for it. So yeah, I'm big fan of Phineas. Some of his older singles I will forever love, and I've been listening to since middle school, so I will support him for a long time. So the next artist I'm going to play for you all, so for those of you who don't know, 91.5 FM WMFO is actually Tufts University's freeform radio. And this artist I'm going to play next is actually a former Tufts student. I believe she attended Tufts, I think, for a year, maybe a year or two, and actually dropped out to pursue her music career. So she would have been in last year's graduating class, I believe. So this is Ella Jane. She just released her new single called What Are You Doing Here?
Backseat driver with the jet black hair. Won't you walk on over so I don't have to stare? I was standing in the corner when she pulled up a chair, started kissing me. Old free rider with the famous friends. You put your money on me in case it works in the end. But you won't burn bridges, so you're making amends. Are you kidding me? But you don't deserve my hatred, no. Cause I can't afford to waste it all. pushed you out, and I don't deserve this shit.
That was What Are You Doing Here by Ella Jane. So that was Ella's newest single that she just dropped earlier this month. As you can tell, I tend to want to play newer releases because I think it's super fun to just play some stuff that maybe people are unfamiliar with or from artists people know, but they didn't know that the song came out. So yeah, I saw Ella Jane in concert a couple years ago now. And I remember when I first came to Tufts, I was talking to a senior last year, and I was like, oh, yeah, I think I was at someone's house and she had a poster up of Ella Jane. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I love Ella Jane. And she's like, that's my friend, which is crazy to think about that she is a former Tufts student. But yeah, she is super fun indie pop music. Always a good vibe for sure. And next we're going to get into some Biba Doobie. This is off of her new album. This is Ever Seen.
Spent some time waiting for your face. Don't want to risk just making all the same mistakes. The highest I think I've ever been. Said I had the prettiest eyes he'd ever seen. Wasting all my time just dwelling in it. Cause I spent some time waiting for your face. Don't wanna risk just making all the same mistakes. The highest I think I've ever been. Said I had the prettiest eyes you'd ever seen.
That was Ever Seen by Viva Doobie. Such a cute song. All of her songs just make me so happy because I feel like she just has such a sweet sounding voice, and I'm really loving this new album. This is How Tomorrow Moves. Again, new release. And yeah, I've been listening to her a lot and she's great. So next song I'm going to play, a bit of like a 2010s throwback. Not like throwback, but I will always love a Kelly Clarkson song. She put her voice, first of all, is amazing. On her talk show, she does covers of everybody, like other artists' songs, and everybody's like, you don't want your song covered by Kelly Clarkson because she's going to do it 10 times better than you will ever do it. But we'll play some of Kelly's original music right now off of Stronger Deluxe. So this is Mr. Know-It-All. You probably know this. Mr. Know-It-All by Kelly Clarkson. That song just makes me so happy. Any song from like the 2010s from like my childhood and upbringing that I would hear on the radio all the time are some of my all-time favorites, so Kelly can do no wrong in my eyes. So it is, in fact, I guess, officially 1 week away from Halloween. This is very exciting. I feel like I haven't taken advantage of October and it being like the spooky season and like the beautiful fall. I've definitely admired the beautiful fall leaves because the ones on campus this year have just been so stunning. If you're in the area, I'd so recommend taking a walk around the Tufts campus. It is gorgeous right now. But I definitely feel like I haven't been able to experience full October cozy vibes because the weather has been so weird. It's been like in the 70s this past week. So it kind of is very disorienting that Halloween is next week. However, my costumes are in the mail on the way. For those of you that are wondering, my roommate and I are being Art and Patrick from the movie Challengers, the one that came out this year. We're very excited. And then doing a classic Alice in Wonderland group costume, and I'm going to be the White Rabbit. So I'm very excited for that. Halloween is just always so fun. I love seeing how creative people are and what they can come up with, because there are always some costumes that like I could never ever think of in a million years, and I'm like, this is brilliant, how did you come up with this? So I'm very excited, and I will definitely report back next time I'm on air what costumes I encounter, because this is very exciting. And on another note, it is about almost halfway through the show already, which is wild, but that means it is time for a PSA, a public service announcement. For those of you who don't know, WMFO is in fact an educational radio station, so that means on the hour we always have a PSA to share with you all. And this is actually one of our new PSAs, which my co-PSA director, Cosmo, wrote. So this one is about probiotics. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they are called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. And these microbes are actually what allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you can hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. And this has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. So you heard it here first, folks. Eat that yogurt, get your gut health up, get those probiotics. I am personally a fan of a little Chobani Greek vanilla yogurt. It's delicious. So now we're about halfway through the show, which means we're gonna transition into some less poppy we'll still have some pop in here, but maybe some soul, just some 70s like soft mellow music, you know, some of the usual you could expect on Passenger Seat. So let's get into some Bill Withers. Here we go. And that was The Same Love That Made Me Laugh by Bill Withers. He just has a perfect voice. I'm mostly familiar with Bill Withers from the song Lovely Day that my dad would always play all the time. And of course, Ain't No Sunshine is a classic. But, you know, with artists who have big hits like that, you know that the rest of their discography is probably just as good and not getting the same amount of attention. So wanted to play some other Bill Withers songs. Time to talk about some food. You know, I always love talking about food. This weekend was parents' weekend, so my family was here, which was so nice. And we went to Kelly's Diner in Ball Square. And let me just tell you that Kelly's Diner was some of the best, if not the best, breakfast I have ever had in my life. I had a spinach and mushroom and cheddar omelet, and it came with these really delicious home fries, and it was just phenomenal, and it was such a cute diner-like vibe, and I loved it and could not rave about it more. So good food, you know, always makes me very happy. I also went to Chicago a couple weekends ago now, and had, again, one of the best meals I've ever had in my life. I went to this restaurant called Avec, and it is phenomenal. It was featured in the television show The Bear, so, you know, I feel like I could trust The Bear's opinion on food, but Avec was amazing. It had this short rib hummus, this, like, truffle focaccia, and this, like, some sort of rigatoni that was so flavorful and had, like, prosciutto breadcrumbs and, oh wow, I'm really missing the food. It's so good. I just wanted to give a shout out to some of the good eats that I've had recently. And for those of you who don't know, I log my food on this app called Belly, and basically, I forget if I've talked about this on WMFO before, but on Belly you basically put in every restaurant you've ever eaten at, and it kind of creates a map for you, so you could see, like, oh, if you're in this area, remember this restaurant, it was good. It also does this thing where you can, it ranks your restaurants for you, and the way it ranks them is it pins them against all the other restaurants you've ever been to. So it'll be like, oh, In-N-Out Burger versus Shake Shack or whatever, and then you'll pick one of the two, and then it creates a ranking list of all the restaurants you've ever been to. And it's amazing, and it's honestly been so helpful, because when there's a place that I'm like, oh, this was delicious, I'm trying to remember what it was, I remember it was near here, and then I just look on Belly, and it's there. And this sounds like a paid promotion. It is very much not. I am just very passionate about my food and my restaurant. So, yeah, very good dining experiences recently. Now we're going to get into one of Elton John's big hits that just has so much emotion in it, and I always find it to be such a beautiful and moving song. So here is a little bit of Elton John. Let's go to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Set you on your feet again. immersive memes. All things ain't what they used to be, lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand?
Sweet Seasons by Carole King, and before that you heard Mercy Mercy Me, The Ecology by Marvin Gaye, and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John. So just lots of good oldies, always just puts me in a nice cozy fall headspace. So yeah, another thing wanted to talk about is I have been trying to get back into like my television watching arc, because I'm trying to be less scrolling on social media and more like watching longer form content, because I feel like it is just better for me in general, better for everybody as people in general, to maybe be watching longer things rather than the immediate reaction of like watching a short TikTok or like a Instagram reel or something like that. So I've been trying to watch TV again. I watched the show Nobody Wants This. A lot of my friends recommended it to me. It was starring Kristen Bell and Adam Brody on Netflix, and it was about a rabbi and a therapist and a podcaster, and it is very like falling in love. It was very fun, very easy, quick watch. Definitely, I feel like a little bit overrated in my opinion. However, I did enjoy it, and if you need something to watch, then I would recommend that, because it's just an easy watch, and it's kind of based on a true story too, which I think is really cool. And the podcaster that like the story's based on, the podcaster is actually an executive producer of the show, so it's very authentic to her and her experiences. I also have been watching The Mole, and for those of you who don't know, The Mole is a like reality competition show where basically there's a group of like 12 players, and amongst the 12 players there's one who's the mole, who's trying to like sabotage all of like their missions and try and drain money from like the prize pot. And this is the second season of The Mole, and I believe it's a reboot of an older reality show. So I watched the first season a while ago. Second season came out earlier this year, but I'm finally getting to it. So this is old news. But what's different about this season than the first one is that I feel like everybody is giving mole behavior. Like they're all draining money from the pot, but I can't tell if it's because they're trying to like take suspicion or kind of trick their other players into thinking that it's them. But it just like baffles me sometimes, the decisions these people are making. But it's been very entertaining, so I'm getting towards the end of that, and I'm currently on season 7 of Modern Family. I know I'm late to the game on that. However, it's just one of those shows, I hate when this happens, when it's just falling off a little bit once you get into the later seasons of it all. But you know, it's still Modern Family and the cast is amazing, and I kind of just want to get through it to the end and see what happens. But out of everything I've watched, would recommend The Mole if you like reality shows and reality competition. Very up my alley. All right, let's get back to some music. Here is some Stevie Wonder with My Cherie Amour.
Sometimes on a crowded street,
That was My Cherie Amour by Stevie Wonder. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is by Weisha Project, and they actually are a super awesome band. I think they're currently on tour opening for somebody, perchance. Yes, they are on tour. I forget who they are opening for. My apologies. But they are actually one of the lead singers on it, and one of the band members is on the television show Heartstopper, and I also just watched the third season of that. So enjoy Petals on the Moon by Weisha Project. From someone new, so take me. That was Petals on the Moon by Weisha Project. That song is so cute and upbeat and fun, and I love their music. They had a couple, I think, like TikTok-y viral sort of songs. But yeah, they're super awesome, and Heartstopper season three was really good. So another television show recommendation for you all. Yeah, so it is almost the end of the hour of Passenger Seat, which is so very sad, but I will be back in a couple weeks with some more music for you all. And as per usual, let me know if you have any suggestions of songs. You can always call in during the show, or you can go on the DJ chat on the WMFO website, or if you know me, shoot me a message and I would be happy to play anybody's requests. I'm always down for some more music recommendations. And it is actually almost November, which means it is election season. So everyone make sure to exercise your right to vote. Get out the vote, cast your vote, send your ballot in. I'm saying that as I need to send my ballot in as well. But yes, we'll be doing that for sure. All right, I have a couple more songs for you all before the end of the show. So let's get into some Carly Simon. This is one of my favorite songs at the moment. And Carly Simon's perfect in every single way. So here is Mind on My Man. Enjoy.
I've got my mind on my man again. I've got my man on my mind. He's everything to me. He's something more special than any amount of looking's gonna find. I'm not hooked on any hero from an idle dream, but I'm idly dreaming.
everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into Passenger Seat today. This is Amelia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to send you out with the new Faye Webster track, After the First Kiss, and be sure to stay tuned for some more amazing DJs and awesome music. Thank you.
I woke up lost in her room. Asked for her last name.